This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Just in case they needed one, Pakistanis got a reminder this week that they live in a dangerous country. A Pakistani diplomat went missing. He was not outside Pakistan, but traveling in tribal areas along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan.
That region is a focus of much of Pakistan's recent violence, and the possible kidnapping comes a week before a parliamentary election. Recent polls suggest that most Pakistani voters think their country is in trouble. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Islamabad.
Although the numbers may vary by a few percentage points, the findings from four recent independent surveys show some very clear trend lines. For example, all the polls show that President Pervez Musharraf's popularity and job approval ratings have plummeted. At least 70% of the people surveyed in each poll say he should resign. More than 60% do not want his party to be reelected. And some 80% said the only way Musharraf's party could win is if the polls were rigged. Talat Masood, a defense analyst, says this indicates a fatigue and distrust of Musharraf's government.
The party is so unpopular that the people are just not prepared to accept that they should win. And if they did win, there will be a huge problem because the people are not prepared to accept them.
A poll by the U.S.-based International Republican Institute found that 55% of those surveyed said they would take to the streets to protest if Musharraf's party does well in the elections. It's not just the public distancing itself from Musharraf. So too is his longtime power base, the military. The new Army Chief of Staff, General Ashfaq Kiani, has issued directives that military officers are not to mix with politicians. And retired military officers have also come out against Musharraf, calling for his resignation. Masood says the anti-Musharraf feeling is sweeping through Pakistan's military, from the generals on down to the foot soldiers.
For the simple reason that they think that he has become a liability and he has been using the military in such a way that it is both detrimental to the country as well as to the military.
Despite the backlash, the U.S. has stood behind Musharraf. He's seen in Washington as an invaluable ally in the war on terror. The Republican Institute poll found that while about 75% of those surveyed in Pakistan say religious extremism is a serious problem, less than 10% believe Pakistan should cooperate with the U.S. in the war on terror. Dr. Ijaz Ghilani heads up the Pakistani chapter of the Gallup polling organization. Ghilani says his group asked Pakistanis if they felt Musharraf was critical in helping stamp out terrorism.
When we frame the questions such as this, that would Musharraf's departure be helpful or hurt the control of terrorism? Close to 70% said that if Musharraf leaves, controlling terrorism would become easier.
Musharraf has said he would resign only when he felt the people of Pakistan didn't want him in power anymore. The recent polls may indicate that time has come. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.